are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Gary writes in about Snyder Tree Care. The crew was amazing, starting with the prompt arrival, professional equipment, knowledge of the work that needed to be done. They were so nice, cleaned up beautifully. I'll tell my friends and neighbors. Marion says, great team, completely satisfied. They were professional, polite. We would definitely use them again. Catherine says, the three-man crew couldn't have been more kind, considerate, and thorough. They did a fantastic job. They could not even tell anybody been in front or backyard when they finished. Considering the amount of work they did, it was amazing. I want to thank Tony and Kevin, and I believe Zeke also. They were great. We are so grateful. See it time and time again. Stephanie says, great job, very professional, friendly crew. Can't even tell there was a down tree now. Highly recommend Snyder. Snyder Tree Care does an incredible job for you. Tree care, shrub care, emergency tree services, tree removals. Get those the growth regulators or the pesticides, get the fertilizers. They'll do it all. They'll inventory your trees. They'll catalog them. They'll make sure you get the very best. It's our great friends at Snyder Tree Care. I love them. 833-4-MY-TREE, Snyder Tree Care, SnyderTree.com. To our guest lines, UJSports.com. Good morning, Dane Young, on a healthy walk, I'm hoping, this morning with your beautiful daughter. How you doing?
It's a little cold for that, and the babysitter arrived, so this is a morning ride with me, if you want to go like James Corden. I mean, I can do the carpool karaoke if that's what you're jamming for.
Look, it'd be better than talking about Georgia blowing out Mississippi State, and the go-to would be much better. And it'd be a comedy. It wouldn't be a karaoke. It'd be some sort of comedy, which would be better anyway. I've got some great ones for you off the air, by the way. I've heard some great jokes here as of late. I'll pass those along to you. Hey, we finally got... what I thought we were going to get from Georgia Saturday. Like, that didn't look like the Georgia that played Florida or Auburn. This looked like the team that has put it together, that is gelling and blend and getting better on both sides of the football. And I thought that was maybe the most impressive thing Georgia looked all season long. Is that fair to put them in that category?
Yeah, and I actually don't think this win is getting enough national praise, probably because of Mississippi State's record. But that's a Mississippi State team that has competed with teams much better than them for the majority of the season, including beating that Arizona State team earlier in the year. For Georgia to go in there, play that way, and win in such a dominant fashion, mostly in the second quarter, because once again, they did give up that first drive touchdown that we're just accustomed to at this point. For Georgia to do that was the first time that I thought maybe this team has some of the characteristics of a team that can win a championship. Long way to go. I'm just saying that if you start to point back to where did you learn about this team, it probably would have been around this time. Now, I say that with a minor caveat on the end, Mickey, that when we went back, me and Brent Rollins, and looked at the Film Don't Lie segment of just break it down from the All-22 situation, there were things that a competent offense would have picked apart in Georgia's secondary. Like, Ja'Cory Thomas is still a little bit of a mess at that other safety spot since Kyron Jones has gone down, and he wasn't the greatest. Mississippi State just did not they weren't capable of exploiting Georgia's weaknesses in those situations. I don't know that Texas is. In some other ways, Georgia Tech may be, but we're beginning to look in a situation to where you may not see someone that can do that if Georgia makes the SEC championship or until playoff time.
Yeah, this was one of the reminders I saw on Saturday was that I wish I was Mike Bobo on Saturday. And I don't want the triplets or how many kids he has. And I don't want the scrutiny of the job.
That's a ton.
Yeah. With that said, because the lines of scrimmage were so dominant that it didn't matter what Mike Bobo called on Saturday. You could, you know, whatever. It's a play caller's dream because that offensive line is gelling. And if anything, the challenge is to get everybody involved because there's only one football. But on Saturday, what we saw good was good Nate Frazier because it's been Bowens as of late. But there's only one ball, man. Like, I got to get Noah Thomas involved. Branch is involved, and Delp is involved, and Humphreys is involved. And, hey, I got Elias Williams involved. And Bo Walker had some carries, and Dwight Phillips had some carries. There's only – I guess that's the issue. Is there only one football because everything works when you're in rhythm like that.
Yeah, and you're starting to even see, like, a true freshman, Landon Roldan, two games in a row, they've had a play designed specifically for him. And like some of this may be to keep people happy and avoid transferring. I don't know true freshmen are necessarily in that camp. But you also just begin to think, all right, they're beginning to think ahead here. Of it. There are three games left in this regular season. One of those is Charlotte. And so that's going to be a little cookie cutter, get through it, try not to be injured kind of situation. Georgia's kind of beginning to think about the long game here of what do I need to put on tape to kind of scare some people for later in the season. Even you may have saw this, Mickey, Georgia did this thing on special teams where they bring out the punt team and they run them back off, and Mississippi State has to call a timeout because they're not aligned. Georgia comes back out, they run the punt team out there, they bring them back off and run a play, and Georgia got them to jump off sides on that situation and move. It was a very much out-coaching situation in personnel and game management. Those are the things, though, that do you put that out there against Mississippi State when you're up by multiple scores because you want Texas to see it? Like, that's kind of the game within the game that I think we're beginning to see. Not to mention, do you know who was at Georgia's practice yesterday?
Lane Kiffin?
You're getting close. Where might Lane Kiffin end up?
Oh, was Billy Napier at Georgia's practice yesterday?
Billy Napier was at Georgia's practice yesterday.
How about that?
Those Florida Gators just beat Texas, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So my point, I was saying that Lane Kiffin's going to everybody's practice. Lane Kiffin's going to be the Giants coach and Florida's coach and LSU's coach and Arkansas's coach. He's still going to coach Ole Miss, too. So he's going to be a very busy man next year through all of that.
Be a rich man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Interesting on the play of running the punt team off and on. Remember, that's what Notre Dame did. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of weird.
And Kirby talked about that they learned that from them and that they wanted to begin to exploit that. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, what can you do to cause confusion? I mean, these are, 19-year-old kids. They're younger and younger, these rosters. And so what can you do to test what they're accustomed to? So I like it. I think it's fun. I think it's unique. I think it's different. And, look, I think right now coaches are having to find any little thing they can to get ahead.
Oh, I told you. I'd put option in every single week. I'm going to run. I'm going to throw it deep once a quarter to show it. I'm going to do everything in the world. I'm going to show you all kinds of formations because I might not run it next week, but I'm going to put stuff out there. And the Charlotte game, I'm throwing every formation in the world out because I'm making Tech prepare for all that. All right, we've worked our way back. I did this segment earlier about what do you believe, me or your lying eyes. Like, I watch Texas, and I know that Texas is not the number 10 team in the country. But I've got to find a way to put some numbers beside some teams. There is no way in the world that this Texas offense can come in and keep up with Georgia. I know it's a battle of top 10s. I know it on paper is going to be like a big game Saturday night. We've kind of worked our way back to that. What's the feeling in Athens right now? Like, this is not what we thought in the preseason, but have we built a little more excitement because Texas has put a number 10 beside their name?
I think that excitement's there. There's probably, if I can play a character here, that anti-SEC bias and in college game day outside of the SEC when the best two matchups in the country are SEC.
Yeah.
No, I mean, they want to go somewhere different, I guess, because they've already been to Athens and they've already covered Oklahoma and Alabama pretty strongly. Look, in terms of, like, playoff implications, I think the game that the marquee game of the country is the one that's on primetime ESPN, which is Georgia and Texas. Like, Texas should not be in the spot where they are still in the mix. I think we can both agree on that. Texas had to get extremely lucky against both Kentucky and Mississippi State when they played poorly to be able to be in a spot to where if they were to upset Georgia, they're right there in the mix of everything. Now, I don't think they're going to be able to upset Georgia. And if they do, it's only going to be because they still have good athletes and they hit some explosive plays that erased everything else. Because on paper, Georgia is far superior to Texas this season. And what does it take to win a road game in this situation, Mickey, from a quarterback standpoint? It takes big explosive plays. It takes extending plays. And I don't know that we've seen Arch Manning be someone that can go take over a game. I wouldn't suspect that would happen this week. The only other piece of this if there's a spot of Georgia that you can beat, it's over the top in the secondary with those big plays. So if I'm Steve Sarkisian, I'm taking those shots regularly, the ones that Hugh Freeze would not take, and it ended up costing him his job.
Here's the thing, is that Texas had a good offensive line last year and couldn't protect. And now I'm watching Saturday, and it seems to me that Glenn Schumann has unleashed Allen and Wilson now, and they were very, very aggressive on Saturday. I think you'll kind of see the same thing come Saturday night. Georgia's going to shut the run down because Texas can't run it on anybody. But they're gonna hit Arch Manning Saturday night, and those two linebackers are coming. When they had a good offensive line, they couldn't protect last year. With this bad offensive line, I don't see how in the world they protect. I think that'll be a big key for Saturday night for sure. For Georgia, is it as simple as we just need to win two of the next three, like beat Charlotte and either beat Texas or Georgia Tech and get in?
I think the SEC championship will have a little bit to say with that. Like if Georgia had two losses and made the SEC championship, and the only plausible way for that to happen is if, I guess, they lost to Tech in this scenario.
Right.
They may have to win the SEC in that scenario, depending on what happens around the country. I mean, do you think a two-loss Georgia is in? Most likely, based on what I'm seeing around the country, but you don't want to leave it in other people's hands. Even last year, it was the three-loss teams that were playing the political game by the end. So Georgia's in a pretty good spot right now. I don't think that if you lost the conference championship, you would be punished. You also begin to look at schedules the last 3 weeks and say, what's Georgia's likelihood of making it into an SEC championship? And in my opinion, they should be rooting for Texas A&M and Alabama to continue their trend and try to be in the spot that I think Ole Miss is, which is you skip out on the SEC championship, you lose one game in the regular season, and you get to host a home playoff game. To me, that feels like a really perfect spot. And in Georgia's case, they're high enough ranked, they may even sneak into to buy potential there.
Yeah, I thought last year, and last year was the first we had of this new format, and where I was wrong, where everybody was wrong, I thought the bye was valuable. As it turned out, Ohio State proved the bye meant nothing. That a home field advantage and playing in a college football playoff, they actually turned it on. They needed confidence, you know, because of the Michigan loss. But the bye, you know, the teams that had the byes last year didn't fare as well as we thought they would have had. And I thought, you know, to win four against the four very good opponents would have hurt, but it didn't hurt Ohio State last year. And I think Georgia's capable of doing that now.
The worst case scenario is that you play in the conference championship, you lose that, and then you have to play in that first round anyway.
Right.
Like the number of games is going to be something that is taxing for these teams and these rosters, especially. I mean, Jordan Hall was lost on Georgia's defensive line. And I get, you're right, Georgia's defensive front looked better against Mississippi State. I also think that they're going to play significantly better offensive lines than Mississippi State's moving forward, and even skill guys that block better than Mississippi State on the skill position. They're speed guys. They're not blockers, or at least not very efficient in that lane. And so Georgia's defensive front is playing better. I don't think it's anything to be feared. Definitely nothing like they had in the national championship run.
All right, I keep getting this guy texting me, and he keeps saying, hey, Buster Faulkner's going back to Athens next year. And is it a foregone conclusion? Like, is Bobo gone? Like, what's the deal with Bobo? Like, is he close to retiring or not retiring? He's not going to be forced out, is he? What's the deal here?
I haven't heard anything like that. If anything, Mike Bobo's stock is as high as it's ever been for the job that he's done with Gunnar Stockton and that offensive line. And that's a long resume at Georgia. I mean, we're talking 15 years of calling plays for the Dogs, and for his Q rating to be as high as ever right now, it speaks to what he's done this year. Yeah. Early in the year, Mick, you have to remember, Gunnar was playing behind Jahzir Jackson and Michael Weenie, and we were talking about this offensive line being so disappointing. And then now that these true freshmen have come along and guys have gotten healthy, for Bobo and Searles to navigate that and get to this spot, it's as good of a coaching job as you can ask for.
Totally agree, because they're protecting the football. They don't turn it over. The run game is coming. You have so much versatility with the weapons you have in the run game. And then you got
these
versatility.
Tight ends right now.
Yeah. Look, get them out of waves, man. I need to see more of him. Because that I'm going to tell you, this is a team that's rounding into form at least. And I'm not sure I'd have said that 3 weeks ago. But,
and how many teams around the country can you say that about? Like, that's a piece of the – like, I know Alabama came into Athens and beat Georgia. I think Georgia's a better team than Alabama right now.
Yeah, right now. Yeah. And it goes to show you how long seasons are. But show me more Elias Williams. That Elias Williams, whatever. Give me that cat. I got that. Looks like it's starting to look a little bit like Darnell Washington. You know, like I got some unicorn in him at least. So we'll see. All right, you got a watch along with the YouTube stuff, YouTube TV stuff. Are you still? I mean, it seemed like to me you guys got a pretty big opportunity again.
Yeah, we went over 100K this past week with Mississippi State at 11 a.m. Central situation. So, yeah, our numbers are very much, I'll say, inflated because, you know, people are trying to find ways to watch the game. And I wish we could show the action, but you have to actually pay multi-millions of dollars of copyright fees to be able to do that. And believe it or not, Jim Donnan didn't keep that money for me to be able to pay it out of his account. So, you know, they get to watch us give real-time commentary. We're meant to be a second-screen experience, so I don't try to mislead people that way. But if you don't have other ways to watch the game, we have adapted to be semi-radio calling it just to make sure you have an understanding of what's going on.
Do you do this? Do you go over to Jim like Larry would do with Lauren and go, quickly, Jim, what do you got? And then
a little bit. So my role, he's facing a screen I'm producing behind him, right? So he can't always see when I have content that I'm ready to jump in there.
Yeah.
So I have really tight windows, Mickey, that I have to fit in these jokes. And yeah. About twice a show, I get a good, like, belly laugh out of Coach Donnan. And that's really when I know that I've had a good day.
Ask him about pickle juice, about cramps. Because, you know, that was that one about they're cramping up and Lauren or Larry. I think Lauren asked about pickle juice or something one time to him. So you got to ask about that.
I'll ask him about that, and then I'll ask, you know, he brought the road grader to practice. You remember that story?
Oh yeah,
where he brought your construction equipment into practice.
Yeah.
So I may ask him about that too.
My memory,
we get some Barry Switzer stories.
My memory's not great, but like Georgia was cramping up, right? This is at South Carolina. It's 100 degrees or whatever. They're cramping up, and I think Lauren asked something about the guys drinking pickle juice and like Jim Donnan looked at Lauren like. Lauren, what in the absolute teetotal heck are you talking about? So ask him about pickle juice. I might have the story wrong. He might have brought it up. But there's some story about pickle juice and Lauren and Larry and cramps at South Carolina one year. You got to ask that one.
I would trust it because Columbia, South Carolina is the hottest place on the face of the earth.
Oh, Larry one time. I got to do this quickly. I'm running out of time here. Larry one time. You know how descriptive Larry was. Larry in Columbia is hot. It's early as September. And Larry's saying... First of all, he goes, they call it a Garnett jersey, but it all it is red. It's just the maroons all in the world that it is. And then he says, let me tell you how hot it is. There's a bald Gamecock fan sitting in front of me, and sweat is pouring off his head right now. That's how hot it was in Columbia.
The descriptors.
Yeah, 1,000 degrees in Columbia today. Anyway, UJSports.com, let's do that. And I can't wait to preview Charlotte. The 49ers. Coming down. I wish it's San Francisco instead of Charlotte 49ers. Have a great week, buddy.
I'll give you a review of the city of Charlotte next week, and we won't talk about football.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Can't wait. Two top tens this week. That's good, Dane Young. Short break. We'll come back. Much more on the other side after this.
If you've been living under a rock, you may not know this, but for the rest of you, I'll just confirm that college football and the NFL are in full swing. In this market, we love our football weekends, and there's no better way to enjoy a football weekend than by playing Underdog. All you do when you play is pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like rushing or passing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and much, much more. If you're good at it, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash, which is just bonkers. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you'll catch me playing Underdog every day of the weekend during football season. And right now, you can get in on the action. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playandgetterms_DFS_.html for details. Consider with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
When you need plumbing and drain services, call Roto-Rooter and get the problem fixed fast. Roto-Rooter is locally owned and operated. We've been making troubles go down the drain since 1935, and you can count on us for reliable service at your home or business. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO. That's 1-800-GET-ROTO or schedule service online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Keeping your commercial roof in its best condition keeps your business running. Adams & Co. understands how important your business is to our community, your family, and your employees.
Whether you have shingle, silicone, TPO, metal, or a bitumen roof,
we not only repair current damage and leaks, but can also offer a free roof inspection to help catch small issues before they become a big problem. 864-260-0080. Call Adams & Co. for all your commercial roofing needs. Adams & Co., making a difference one roof at a time.
Clemson Tigers know pride. We feel it under the lights when our players charge down the hill and every note of Tiger Rag on Solid Orange Fridays and in the tracks of our Tiger Paws. The Clemson Jackpot is one more way to keep that pride alive. Every $5 scratch-off funds education, helping future Tigers carry on our traditions. And now it's easier to play by paying with a debit card at participating retailers. The South Carolina Education Lottery, supporting Tigers, students, and you. See the Players Club app or seeducationlottery.com for game odds and more information.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Start your day the Mickey way, talking sports before the sun comes up. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m., right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back, our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists want to do your garage for. They want to make it look amazing. I swept out all the leaves, and man, my garage looks awesome. You know, that was one of those cold, windy days, so we stayed in the garage and had a good time. Wiping it up, slip-resistant, stain-resistant, what used to be or what currently is your, if your garage floor has cracks in it, and those automotive fluids, that's just brake fluids and transmission fluids and oil stains. You know, you got all that, man. That's just something you don't want to be around, and it looks bad, and it stains up. This doesn't happen. So if you got any kind of automotive leaks, you just wipe that up. And I know friends that will do their Thanksgiving Day meal in there because, you know, instead of spilling cranberry sauce on the carpet, you just spill the cranberry sauce on this and just wipe it up, and it's done. They wipe it up, and you're going to love it. It's our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158, 404-8158. 10-minute, no-obligation phone call. When people, when they come in and Tim comes in and shows you what they do, people are amazed how affordable it is. Like, it's so much more affordable than what you think. So great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158. Director of Instruction, talking golf this morning, Andrew Oliphant down at Katichi. Good morning, Andy. Oh, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you, Mickey.
We find out that the PGA Tour is coming to Asheville, Walnut Cove next year with the Cliffs community. A two-part question for you, and I'll lead into it. Have you played Walnut Cove? Because I have not, but I do have some friends that are members there. And so if you have not, then let me know an open date, man. We'll go up and play a future PGA Tour event. Have you been up there before?
No, you know that my ankle bracelet starts beeping once I get out of Hartwell.
Well,
all my students say, where have you played? I just don't get out of Hartwell. It's crazy, you know what I mean? I get locked into this place, and I'd love to explore a little bit and get out there and play some golf.
Well, not just that, is you try to pay in pounds. You know, we actually take dollars here. So that's where you try to pass that fake currency on to us, and so nobody lets us, you know, do any of that kind of stuff. So, the other thing, by the way, and what I understand is, because my niece just played, they had a college tournament there. It's a beautiful, beautiful golf course. And I've got to think, it's next September. I got to think by then, maybe some, I don't know if the leagues will be changing or not, but it's a beautiful, beautiful venue. Do you like, and that's a little bit of mountain golf, I guess you could say. Do you like mountain golf? You know, you didn't grow up with mountain golf. Do you like mountain golf now?
It's not my favorite. I grew up on a relatively flat parkland tree-lined golf course of pines and old trees, and we had some hillier golf courses in the area. I don't know if we'd class them as mountain golf courses, and you know, I actually played well on them. You know, scoring wise, I as a young golfer, I did quite well, but I never really enjoyed playing mountain golf. The views on the top, yes, they're amazing. Yeah. But the golf shots themselves, hitting into blind pins, you know, you're hitting a 100-yard wedge shot, maybe uphill, and you can't see the bottom of the flag. Not really a fan of that. And, you know, my sort of heart lies a little bit with links golf, you know, just the... And you can get blind pins too, you know, you can't see the bottom of the flag, but just that kind of level, flat ground, rugged, I kind of prefer that.
All right, let me ask you this, because I'm going to preface it. Here's a question I'm going to ask of you, and I'm going to tell you where we can do this. If you have not been to a PGA Tour event, what would you tell fans about range and practice or following a player or going to see all the holes or staying at one spot? Because let's think about this for a second. All right, next year, and let's just do within – you know, 3 or 4 hours of our listening audience right now. You know, if you're lucky enough, you can go to Augusta and watch the Masters in April. Then down at Harbortown, they just opened up yesterday. They redone Harbortown. Davis Love came in and he redid it, all right? Later on in the year, you've got Quail Hollow over in Charlotte at the Truist Championships. You've got the Myrtle Beach Classic down at the Dunes, which is a fantastic golf course and really one that's a lot of fun to do that. You know, you go down to Sea Island and the tour is down there. Coming back up now, we got Asheville, we got Greensboro, North Carolina, up at the Wyndham Championships. These are all within the states of North Carolina and Georgia. You got the East Lake and the Tour Championships down there. My point is that if you're a PGA Tour fan, we got a lot of different venues and avenues right here in Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. For someone who's never been to a PGA Tour event, what would you tell them? What advice would you have about, you know, going for the first time?
Quite a nice little drafted schedule you've got,
yeah.
Mickey. As you're reeling those off, I'm like, wow, you know, wow, they just kept getting better. There's two ways. I mean, I've done it where I've followed a player around the golf course, you know, one group, and watched the, you know, the play out of pretty much 18 holes. And I've really enjoyed that. You know, just you've got to pick a group where it's not getting 10 deep. You know, if you try and say, well, I'm going to follow Rory for 18 holes, you might struggle with that. But if you get one of the, you know, the high caliber players and follow them round, I've really enjoyed that. But it's savoring everything, isn't it? From watching how they warm up, you know, getting to the range, how many putts do they hit pre-round, what sort of time frame do they leave themselves? And you know, you've got that other option too, just bouncing around the golf course. And if you see some of the top players in the world play one shot, that can be a long-lasting memory for the fan, that your kids especially, you know, they'll typically go and hang out where the 18th hole, try to maybe snag a golf ball off the top players or get an autograph. So there's a lot going on, and that list that you reeled off, well, chalk up one or two. If you've not been to a tour event, don't just settle on one. I think there's plenty there to choose from, and pick out two, three events that you can follow this year.
I took someone to the Masters for the first time. This has been, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago now, maybe more than that. And when we were coming home afterwards, I was like, give me something about the course you didn't know that was surprised you. Give me something about the players you didn't know. And we spent some time on the range watching the guys too. But one of the things, one of his takes was, is that they hit their drivers so much higher than amateurs do, and then they hit their wedges so much lower. So in other words, they hit their 8-degree clubs higher than we do, but they hit their 56-degree clubs lower than we do. Why is that?
Quality ball striking, Mickey. I mean, the ball actually apex is about the same height. And somebody asked me that question here at the range. I've read this, that all ball shots are the same height. I've seen two players over my time on range that are incredible at it, and Tiger Woods was obviously one, and Adam Scott was the other one. And the launch of the golf ball reaches its apex the same every time. So, you know, the short irons are just hitting that, whether it's 80, 90, or 100 feet, and they're dropping out of the sky. And then the longer clubs are hitting that same apex. So, that leans to just quality ball striking. Plus, they're playing off the best conditions as well. You know, if they've got a perfect lie in the fairway, fairly level stance, that's how they do it. You know, and so we can strive for that. But for me, watching players, I've seen two players in my time actually achieve that.
I don't know. My good friend Michael Sims was caddying at the U.S. Open a few years ago. And he's talked about how when Tiger hit it, there was one other guy, and I forgot. It was a Clemson guy, as a matter of fact. He was talking about, I have to remember who he was talking about. He said, but when they hit it, it sounded different. Have you, or how often does it happen to you to where when you get in a lesson, or you're on a you know, seeing a lesson teacher, or maybe to academies through the years or whatever, how often does it like it sounds different? Is that, does your ears tell you stories too?
Yeah, ears, and then your eyes, right? You know, yeah. And then now in the modern day of coaching, obviously we can capture a little bit more data with whether it's TrackMan giving us some club and ball data, and now ground reaction forces, whether you've got a player on plates, and you can get some golf swings the way the modern game's gone, that they generate all this power, the leverage is there, the momentum arm is there in their swing, and you look at it and think, well, there's a lot of moving parts going on here, but at the same time, maybe, hey, don't change that. They have that one commonality, and that's where they deliver the club onto the back of the golf ball, and you can hear it. You're spot on there, right? And then you look up and the thing's flying like a rocket. So the guys on the tour, a lot of them are pure ball strikers. There's some elite there that step it up a gear. And, you know, if we're talking about people going to PGA Tour events, when you do go, you'll spot those. You know, even the you know, you can be in awe of everybody there, but there's going to be a 10% of that field that you go, wow, those guys just had something a little bit different.
And the other side of it is that a lot of the times, from a strategy standpoint, they're the same. And I learned this. I was at Harbortown in the 90s, and then I go back to Harbortown maybe in the early 2000s as a spectator rather than working there. And where the eighth hole is this long dog leg left, and they're hitting anywhere from, well, now they're hitting 8 irons or 7 irons into this thing. But back then they're hitting 5 and 6 irons, right? And there's water, there's a bunker on the left, a waste bunker all the way down the left-hand side, and there's water down the left-hand side. But on these approaches, these longer approaches, you can bail out to the right. And I can't tell you, like, every single player that came through missed the ball to the right of the green. And it was amazing, like, they're playing in threesomes, and, like, this guy hits it right, this guy's, and they all pitch it up, and they all make par because a short game's good. But what they did, they took 5 out of play, took 6 out of play, and they just hit it over there to the right, and they pitch it up, and they tap in about a 3 or 4 footer. So it's as different as their games are, like, from a strategy standpoint, they all kind of do the same thing, too. You know, it's like they play away from trouble much better than you and I might play away from trouble. Speaking of play away from trouble, teach me how to do it. How can folks get in touch with you? Lessons, and I know you got an awful lot of different ways you can help people right now.
Yeah, we're waiting for the sun to come out. It's cold this morning too, but we've got the indoor studio with all the techs rolling here. So whether the weather's good, bad, indifferent, we can still train. And I think now is a good time to press the reset button, you know, for players going into the winter, and whether they're trying to get a little bit more distance, whether they're looking at new equipment, something to just spark them over the next 2-3 months. And the best way is always to get a hold of me is through email, andrew@katichi.com.
I'm playing today, buddy. I'm breaking out my new set of irons. I don't know how long they're going to go. I don't know what the window's going to look like, but I know they're going to feel great. I can't wait, buddy. Can't wait. So nothing like getting new irons.
I was waiting for the iron covers, you know, from Ray that won in Europe last week. You know, the iron covers are on there, Mickey, and just with a new set of irons, I hope you got them on there.
Oh, man. You know I've got my beautiful plastic iron covers on there. Hey, always appreciate it. Let's talk next week. Have a great week, and maybe let's talk some leaf rule stuff next week. Have a great one, buddy.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thanks again, Mickey.
You too. Andrew Oliphant. Texted, what'd you get? Got me some Strixon ZXI7s. The best iron made. Short break. Come back. Final segment of a Wednesday show right after this.
The most wonderful time of the year is here. As most people are adding pounds, what if you could begin the new year feeling lighter and stronger and without regret? Take control now and skip the holiday weight gain. I lost 67 pounds with PhD weight loss, and my PhD coach helped change the way I think about food, showed me exactly what to eat, and how to enjoy holiday meals without the guilt. The PhD Metabolic Reset System helps your body burn fat first, so you lose weight naturally and keep it off. And right now, for November only, PhD weight loss is making it so easy to get started, waiving your consultation fee, adding 2 weeks for free, and even covering the cost of your food. On top of all that, you'll get the 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. Mention code 2026START to get all these bonuses. Make 2026 the year you actually make the change. Call PhD Weight Loss today and make this the best holiday season ever. Call 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or visit them online at myphdweightloss.com.
Hello, Medicare recipients and ROAR listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Are you turning 65 soon? We can help. Have you reached your 25th month on Social Security disability and received notice your Medicare will begin soon? We can help. You have both Medicare and Medicaid or low-income subsidy and have just been notified that your status has changed. We can help. Have you recently moved or will be moving soon out of your Medicare service area? We can help. You have a chronic condition of the heart and/or diabetes? We can help. If any of these apply to your current circumstances, please give me a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and we will help you with your issue.
Lennox in the air means money in your pocket. Turn to Heavenly Air of the Upstate LLC for special offers happening today that will put high-quality Lennox air in your home and savings back in your pocket. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,800 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system. Or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 12 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Visit heavenlyaire.com today. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number RHB587.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
It's bow time. At Bojangles, we don't serve nuggets. We serve big, delicious, hand-breaded, crispy chicken tender bites that have real flavor. Order Bo Bites with your favorite sauce at Bojangles today. It's bow time.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 600 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Upstate Cycling Greenville is celebrating 46 years in business. Come check out our kids' ATVs and dirt bikes. We also have bikes for riders who are still kids at heart, ranging from entry level all the way to off-road racing, dual sport, and adventure riding. We carry brands like Beta, Cove, SSR, and many more. Delivery is available, and don't forget to ask about layaway plan. Mention the Roar FM to receive $50 off our best price. Call 864-232-7223 for more info today.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dance. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back. And you're going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are the Roar.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
One Tom Plummer. The name is the number. Get in touch with him. One Tom Plummer in Charleston, in Columbia, and in Greenville. It's it. And you did high school football, and you got to tell people the name's the number. My son walks around all day long saying, "Hey, Dad, what's the number?" I went, "One Tom Plummer." He also sings the jingle, the porta potty stuff. But look, he knows it. He knows if we ever have any issues, I can just look to him. Hey, Drake, call the number. He'd go, one Tom Plumber. I've got it, Dad. We know in our household that if it ever happens, if it ever goes bad, the name is the number. So remember that. You don't have to Google. You have to go do any searches or whatever. You have to find out any numbers. The name's the number. One Tom Plumber. Get in touch with him. Locally, locks is not bonded insured. You're going to love these good folks when it does go bad for you, and I hope it doesn't.
One Tom
Plumber.
Bum, bum, bum.
So I got this. Texture asks. Texture says, this is from the 803. Got my tickets for the Players' Championship yesterday. I've not been to the event. I played the golf course. I was very fortunate to play the golf course 8 to 10 times probably. I love the stadium course, the TPC at Sawgrass. I like the old Sawgrass Country Club. I like the Valley course. I like all that. But the stadium course is amazing. You're going to love it. And then the texture, I mentioned I got fit for irons. I got new irons. I said, what'd you get? And I told him I got fit for the Srixon ZXI7s. And I made the case that of my teacher, who I believe talked about the turf interaction from it, and he talks about how he's got a buddy of his that club champion that does 1,000 fittings, iron fittings all year long, and he says with these Srixon irons that they're always in the top two. And he goes, and no other manufacturer, and he's got 10 manufacturers, no other manufacturer is always in the top five, but they're always in the top two. Not everybody gets them, but they're always in the top two because of the sole and the quality of these irons. And I was talking about this, and the tech said, that's awesome. He goes, I'm right there with you. I'm a believer. I got fit, and I'm playing the ZXI5s this year, the best consistency I've ever had. And my teacher got fit the other day. He got fit for the 5s. I'm just telling you, man, and I can't wait to tell you about it, but with the first round of it, but this golf company is on fire right now, and they're doing an incredible job. So just check those out, what those Srixon irons are meaning. And so – just a quick note here. You want to know who's playing Srixon irons right now? On the tour. So and like again, a lot of these guys aren't getting paid anything for it. But let me just give you this quickly. On the PGA Tour right now, first of all, you got Shane Lowry and Brooks Koepka and Hideki Matsuyama and Keegan Bradley and Ryan Fox and JJ Spahn and Sepp Straka and Andrew Novak and you've got Lucas Glover is playing them. Martin Laird is playing them. So a lot of guys are doing that. And then on LIV Golf, you've got Graham McDowell is doing that on the European Tour. Some unbelievable players are playing. LPGA Tour, Champions Tour. Champions Tour, you guys know, are the Ernie Els's and the Joe Durant's and Robert Allenby's and Hensby's and Miguel Jimenez and all those. So anyway, people are finding out. They're finding out that's the best iron out there. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. We spent so little time today, men, on the college football playoff rankings. Mainly, we didn't have any change in the top four or top five. Texas Tech moved up two. I made the statement about Texas and about how I don't believe in Texas, and then how I thought BYU might be better than Texas. And Sam, you didn't take that bait, but you did take the bait. Someone texted in that Texas Tech would beat Texas by 2 touchdowns, and you took that bait.
I don't know if 2 touchdowns, but I think Texas Tech would beat them, yes.
Yeah.
Texas Tech's really good, man.
Yeah. And so that's interesting. Ole Miss is behind Texas Tech now. So Ole Miss fell one, and Texas Tech moved up two. Oregon moved up one. Notre Dame moved up one. Texas moved up one. Oklahoma moved up one. BYU obviously fell 5 spots through all of that. And one of the things that you saw is you had to put Miami in there. Miami's not going to the ACC championship game. I don't know if they're going to be the highest-rated team through all that. But, you know, the ACC's kind of a mess right now. Does the Big 12 get two? Are we going to split them? I think Big 10 and SEC gets all the spots, all the at-large spots at this point in time. I think at this point in time the Big 12 might deserve two, but they're going to get one. The ACC's going to deserve one and get one. The Group of Five is going to get one.
I think the only – what would the path be for the Big 12 to get two bids realistically? Because I'm looking at this right now, and I think Utah is better than BYU.
Yeah.
And I know BYU beat them. I understand that, but I think that's a better football team right now. What would the path have to be to get someone like that in on top of a Tech?
I've got you. Oklahoma has to lose to Alabama.
That's three.
Texas has to lose to Georgia. Notre Dame has to keep winning. Ole Miss has to keep winning. Oregon has to keep winning. But, like, on those spots, those at-large spots right now, that BYU needs to keep winning, obviously. Utah needs to keep winning, obviously. But, like, maybe Utah winning the conference and then Texas Tech.
Beating Texas Tech?
Yeah, beating Texas Tech.
I think that would have to be the path. I think Texas Tech is – does a two-loss Texas Tech team get in over a three-loss SEC team? There's a question.
Yeah.
That's what the committee would have to – I think Texas Tech and Utah are two of the 12 best teams in the country.
Right.
At least 11, I guess, in the functioning playoff rankings. But it's going to be hard to get them there. It's going to be one bid from the ACC. I don't think anyone deserves to win that conference right now.
Sure.
If there was ever a year for the Big 12 to pull two, this would probably be it.
There will be some arguments over a two-loss Big 12 or a three-loss SEC is what you're talking about, basically.
I think we get to that point, yes. It's just a question of if it's BYU. I don't think if BYU has two losses, anyone's discussing it. But Utah could certainly have a case with two losses. Texas Tech would absolutely be a top 12 team still, most likely, depending on who that second loss comes to.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And who knows who the Group of Five is going to be right now. A lot of uncertainty still.
Yeah, so much uncertainty to it. I'm still, man, South Florida, and there's losing to be
feels
done.
Feels like USF.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Best,
in looking at the schedule looks like right now, they've got at Navy, they've got at UAB, and they've got Rice, and then they've got an American Championship game in which they're going to play the Navy Tulane again through all of that. You know, they lost to Memphis by three, lost to Miami earlier, but beating Florida and beating Boise State certainly helps them through all of that. They've got an 82% chance of beating Navy on the road.
I mean, we know what conference it's going to be out of. There's four or five you could pick from in this conference that are legitimately good programs.
Yeah. I think they're going to run the table in the regular season and then have to beat either Navy again or Tulane again or North Texas again.
I think
they're the best football team, though.
I agree. What a missed opportunity, though, for Brendan Lewis and Memphis. I mean, they had it right. That is a game where you beat Tulane, you're on the path.
Yeah.
And they can't get it done, go down early. They almost got back into that game.
It's an example, though, that pressure gets to you in November because they had it all set up and they couldn't. And what happens there is you're not good enough to overcome all that. Like, their C game couldn't overcome all that.
Texter says, do you think the American is better than the ACC? No, but there are a lot of good teams in the American that would be competitive with a lot of teams in the ACC.
Sure.
How many teams in the ACC are blitzing a USF?
I mean, the ACC, the problem with the ACC is, because there's good news and bad news in the ACC. The good news is that the ACC has five teams ranked right now, you know, whereas the American has one team ranked right now.
None of the ACC can separate.
The ACC has more ranked teams than the Big 12.
Yep.
One, two, three, four, five. Let me see. One, two, three, four. The Big 10 has six ranked teams. The SEC has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 ranked teams.
The ACC is represented. I believe it's 4. Is it 4 in the poll with Miami? 5.
5 in the poll.
Miami,
right.
Georgia Tech, Virginia, Louisville, Pitt. I mean, it's cannibalizing itself. The league is right now. That's what it's doing because no one's stepping forward.
And they're not doing great out of the conference. You know, that's what hurts you a little bit is that when they do lose, they're losing. Like, SMU has 2 out-of-conference losses. Duke has 3 out-of-conference losses. So, you know, when you lose an out-of-conference, that certainly hurts you a little bit. Pittsburgh has an out-of-conference loss. Virginia has an out-of-conference loss right now, even though it's the NC State. But it doesn't count as a conference loss.
I'm very excited about this playoff picture because I have no idea past the first four teams what it's going to look like.
But you got to have strength. You got to have a dominant team or two or else you look bad. But, like, the ACC has 5 ranked teams, but there are 5 teams that have some issues out there. Hey, Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. Good hands for Brad Hughes. Good hands for Allstate, 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes at Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Sam, 2 minutes ago. Sleep it. What do you have for me on the music?
We alluded to it earlier. Stephen Vogt won his second Manager of the Year award in a row last night. Blue Jays fans not happy about this. It's a regular season award. We had 2 players suspended for the season for gambling. Largest divisional deficit made up in the history of baseball. Team exceeded its preseason win total, and the offense sucked. Well-deserved.
No doubt about it. Keanu, what do you have for me over there?
Brian Kelly is making headlines once again. LSU does not want to pay him his money.
Paying the man. You signed a contract. You got to pay the money.
You have to pay him his money, and now he's suing them.
They're trying to play legal, the old switcheroo in there, the old okey-doke. Fact is, you signed a contract. You fired him. You got to pay the guy. Eric Newton, EricNewton.com for all your real estate needs in Clemson. No one knows more about it. No one can do a better job of it. EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. He can certainly help you out. Him and Jeff are building some awesome homes right now. And again, my condolences go out to Bubba Brown, his family, his former teammates, and all those around him. The all-time leading tackler in Clemson football history at the age of 67. Watching Randy Mudbone Scott and Marlon Bubba Brown make all those tackles as a kid in my formative years. I'm going to say 8-year-old loving seeing Randy Scott and Mudbone Scott and Bubba Brown making tackles every single play in Clemson football. Let me thank Dr. Steve Barton, Dane Young, Andrew Oliphant, Keanu, great job, Sam, great job. Up next, two of my favorite people, Faxon and John. Friends, have a wonderful day. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we'll see you right here on the radio.